Good morning.
You're up early.
Morning.
You're early bird.
Right. Early bird.
That's an expression.
I've learned a lot of expressions. Don't count your chickens, a bird in the hand. You people learn a lot of lessons from birds.
You should see us flip them while we're in traffic.
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Who are these people?
They are hilarious drive time radio guys.
You are hilarious.
They're seriously so funny.
You'd best put seatbelts on your ears because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
It's where fun meets awesome.
You are going to love this.
You know what time it is?
Is it time to make the donuts?
I read somewhere that the smell of donuts is one of the strongest aphrodisiacs.
Donuts!
Whoa, excellent!
That's how you get banned from a donut shop.
Donut o'clock.
It's great.
Oh, the diet starts tomorrow.
But the show must go on.
Now!
It's showtime.
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Thank you.
Yep. That ended abruptly after 8.5 minutes. Snuck up right there.
Yeah, it faded out for 2 minutes. Where the hell were you? It's fading out. Hey, LA woman, he's saying bye.
LA,
gotta go.
Woman.
Song's over.
Here we go. You guys, talk.
Hey, it's the Dwyer and Michael show, and we remembered to be here. Already Thursday, isn't that awesome? Man, I love a short week. Although I would have loved it better had my air conditioning not stopped working yesterday. That was...
You should call the Crawford Company, CrawfordComfort.com.
If only I had listened to my own self. Thank God I'm still in the window for the Bryant Spring Flex, even though summer's well on its way.
So it did crap out?
Yeah, it finally... And, you know, I guess it's never going to go out like when it's, you know, 65 degrees outside. And overcast.
And you're not using the air conditioning.
Right, because then you won't know.
It's always
know.
The way, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a design flaw.
And, you know, and I had...
there was some sort of light that could come on or like an electrical prod that hit you in the ass to do something.
I had the guys out, you know, a couple weeks ago, and he told me, my man Josh, he told me, he's like, there's some problems here. He's like, and there's a couple of solutions that we can go with. He's like, I got to tell you, the condenser, the coil, the something, I don't know.
Yep.
He's like, it's seen better days. He's like, you might be able to sneak out another season with it. But he's like, it's past its useful time of life.
And is that when you told your man Josh.
My man Josh.
His negativity.
Yeah, bro.
Is bringing down the system.
Yeah,
and
man.
You don't need his negativity, and neither does your condenser or your coil.
You know, I appreciated his expertise.
But it's hurting the psyche of you and your now broken air conditioning, which was exactly... Yeah. What was going to happen when your man, Josh?
Yeah, how about we build it up, man? How about we don't,
don't
tear it down with your negativity? How about we bring it up?
Up with HVAC.
Yes.
That's what Dwyer's been saying since the day I knew him.
And you know what? It did give us a sign. And of course, it's the hottest week of the year. And of course, that's when it's probably when yours is going to go too. But I should have known because like for the last, as soon as we turned it on for the season, like, I don't know, right. Just after we had Josh come in.
Yes.
The distance in degrees between what it was set at and what the temperature was slowly expanding. You know, you got it.
That's why they have those extra numbers on there.
Right. Well, it's set at 68, but it's set 70. And then it's at 71, and then it's at 72, and you're like, well, okay, if it's gonna play that game, I'm gonna go 4 degrees colder than I want it, so that it will get to the 4 degrees away from where I have it set, and we'll be golden.
That's how I do it
for a little while. So I take that thermostat down. Did you know you can't go down like further than 58? On your thermostat, even though it's digital?
Hey, why? What's with the can't?
I know. There's a lot of negativity happening in my house right now.
Change the batteries. That usually helps.
At 58, it's like you hit it, and it's like, no more, dude. No more. 58's as low as... How much colder do you need it? Are you smoking meat? Curing meat? Whatever. So I put the thermostat down, and And then when we had that 99-day Monday or whatever it was, that's when we knew because you could
The quarter man for your cooling unit threw in a towel.
He threw in a towel. He's got all the nickels soaking in ice water. He's pressing them all over my body, but it's not helping my temp at all.
Now before you go do something drastic.
Yes.
And by that, I mean, you know, unnecessarily throw money at this problem.
Mm-hmm.
How about... We have Megan do what she did, which is call her landlord to turn the air conditioning on.
Uh-huh.
You like that idea?
I didn't call anybody.
You're not being a proactive person then. You're not helping. How is that going to help Mr. Dwyer?
I think the rest of my building was just complaining. So
maybe
do a lot of whining.
Let's find solutions instead of finger pointing.
Let me assure you, there's been enough complaining going on at the house that the landlord is well aware of the problem.
Well, those you're not in a position where you don't have any tools. And the ones that you do have, you shouldn't be using. So I say, let's have Megan, Hairball, he speaks German.
Yes.
Let's try a lot of different things before we just say, let's buy a new air conditioner. That's dumb.
The landlord went downstairs to check it last night when it was 80 degrees up in the bedroom.
Is that your beautiful landlord of 29 years?
Oh, I'm a landlord.
Oh.
I went down and looked. And I don't have... My flashlight batteries are all out. None of them are working. I don't know why.
Don't bring more problems to the situation.
So I use my phone. I go down there and I'm, you know, well, the entire thing is covered with ice, right? So like, you know, the sidewall of the air conditioner, very cool at the actual air conditioner. The air conditioner's got frost on it. The little tube that comes either from the house or that's all covered with ice. And my main man, Josh, he told me that, you know, that's a sure sign that the efficiency level of the air conditioner is starting to fade.
It's got ice. You know what I have on a Memorial Day weekend? Ice.
If
the drink's cold.
If I had the ice that was on the unit in the bedroom, we wouldn't be having this discussion right now. So I got in touch with him. And they got right back to me, and they're coming out to take a look at her.
Played the old, it's an emergency thing, huh?
Well, not really. There's obviously there's people way worse off than me.
Name one.
I did have to spend the night in the basement with the cats. And I don't want to do that too many times.
If it wasn't the air conditioning unit, it would have been something else that you didn't do or did do.
Right. I did offer him up my spare bedroom, but he didn't want that.
Yeah. He has a spare bedroom with a twin bed that his German Shepherd sleeps on.
No, German Shepherd sleeps with me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And a twin bed, that would seem like Hairball is offering like pity.
Yeah. I decided I would tough it out with my wife in the basement rather than with you and your German Shepherd.
Yeah. See, but while you were sweating your butt off, my house was 68 degrees.
Yeah,
nice and cool.
There's certainly something to be said for that.
And there's beer in the fridge.
I have all of that in the basement. It's nice and cool. And you know what? The weather's supposed to break any one of these days.
So right? You don't even need air conditioning.
Right.
You know, Indians, when they live in a teepee and stuff,
right.
No AC unit there, they seem to do okay.
No, you can't hang the wind. You can't hang the unit on that teepee made of hide. It'll sink right in. Yeah, so that was and it's so funny how, like, you don't even think about it, right? You don't even think about air conditioning. And then it occupies every one of your thought muscles, whatever, because as soon as it goes out, you're like, oh, God, I can't breathe. I can't live. Yeah,
But the woulda, shoulda, coulda game, that's not helpful either.
No, it's not.
But and you can't just blame everybody. Well, you.
Well, you know, I have very few responsibilities at the house. Keeping the house temperate, that's where I usually shine. Like in the wintertime, I'm always the guy that I have the fireplace stacked with wood. I have wood stacked outside the fireplace ready to go. I make a fire in the morning when everybody gets up. And I was really nailing it. 2023 was going to be my year. And then my temp star went belly up.
It took 1 year of needing to make that emergency call because the air conditioning went out in peak season.
Yeah.
And then having to pay the extra fees for, well, it's crunch time and everybody wants us. So if you want us to come to your house, you're going to have to cough up a little more, Daddy.
Yeah.
And do that one time. And then I guarantee you, you're going to go along the philosophy of buying a lawnmower in the winter.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You want right. That savings.
Although let's go get a bucket of ice melt today. It's going to be 100. This is a perfect time. They're not using it. Look at the line. None. Just me, the line. Me.
I would like to hear more about this air conditioning company that calls you Daddy. Is that part of the service that they offer?
Well, yes, and it begins in that there's a twin bed over at a friend's house. That's how you get that title.
Hello, Daddy.
You say it! Say it! Who's your dad?
You're looking hot.
Thank you.
You're damn right I am. I sweat through my shorts again.
All right. Let's not mention this to anybody. I'll get downstairs to work on the air conditioning. Yes, yes, Daddy. I'll report back.
Well, I'm happy to be in here, this nice air-cooled building.
Yeah, but your timing, did you point out that, hey, what are the odds? The hottest day of the year. That's when what are the odds of that happening?
You know, I don't use my jokes on once they're in the house and they're a captive audience, then I'll use the jokes
it's
on them.
It's not the place.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. It's just like you don't joke with anybody at the restaurant before your food is served.
Right.
You always wait till after.
You don't joke when there's an angry spouse and a frying pan in the basement.
Right.
In her hands above her head. That's not a good time to say.
No.
Funny story. All right. Well,
if I've learned one thing in 35 years, it's timing. A little bit better timing.